Forever Dog.
Tell me what makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? With Larry Owens. Welcome back to another episode of What Makes You Sing with Larry Owens. I'm Larry Owens. We're coming to you live, not live, from the historic Forever Dog Studios on the Lower East Side of Park Slope. Yes, that's geography. This is a comedy podcast about music. And hey, if you're tuning in for the first time, hi. This music has never been played before. It's never been sung. It's all just happening off the cuff, off the fly. It's so fun. And if you're returning, thank you. Leave me a review, rate, subscribe, follow online at Larry Owens Live. Come to a live show. That's it. And, you know, in order for this music to come to life, we need the accompanist, James Harvey. Hi.
Hello,
James.
Hello, Lawrence.
Oh, no, I'm Larry.
Larry, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying something new.
You're trying to make me formal. Okay. Jeremiah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels great. You can
call me exactly. Yeah. It's real tit for tat over here in the studio. Okay. Starting it off real crazy. Well, to start it off, we actually do a request. And this one comes from Lini. Your story is sad to tell. A teenage ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up. Non-delinquent on the block. Your future's so unclear now. What's left? Your career now. Can't even get a trade in on your smart. School dropout. No graduation day for you. Baby, school dropout. Miss your midterms and flunk shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you can join a steno pool. Turn in your T's and comb and go back to high school. Baby, don't sweat it. You're not cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. But that angel face and go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, you know it. Even dear Abby'd say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky. And wow, what an appropriate song, since on this episode we have a true beauty. Okay, well, we like to call that brown skin girl. You've seen her all around town. She's a comedian, she's a writer, she's an actress, she's a host, she's a personality. Wow. You've seen her monthly with her show, Pop Show, at Union Hall and at the Bell House this February. You've seen her writing on television, the likes of BET, and now currently with the ones and the only Jesus and Mero. You've seen her own show, Baby with Z-Way. She just dropped a whole season of that shit. It's fire. Z-Way!
Hello.
Z-Way!
Hello! What an introduction. I loved it.
The eponymous Z-Way.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for having me. You're brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Oh, too kind.
Too kind.
What? Just so sweet right off top, okay?
I'm so excited.
Trying to sell something?
I'm so... Honey, she's selling sugar.
Oh, sweet.
She's sweet.
Sugar,
as
honey,
pie.
Iced tea. Yeah, you know what we say in the South, honey.
Guys, I'm really excited because I love to sing with my voice.
You are a pop star.
Yes, I am a pop star.
That's the brand. Your brand is pop.
Yeah, can we add a little auto tune?
HP, Poppers Emma, can we add some auto tune in post? What would you like to say auto tuned?
Hey, everyone, just hope you're having a great day.
All right, and that is post-production. That's audio production. Say something else. Let's get our money's worth. Let's go.
I am a robot. Beep, bop, boop, bop, bop, beep, boop, goo, goo, gaga, baby.
Okay, and if we were making a song right at this moment?
I would say beep, bop, boop. I am the robot. Boop, bop, boop.
And then give us like just like one sung line that we can, you know, for the auto-tune.
Robots, robots. I am a robot.
And that's a pop star.
Robot, robot. I am a robot.
All right, thanks, Z-Way. That's all of our auto-tune budget. I look forward to hearing this post-production. I look forward to an angry email from my regular session producer, Andrew.
Oh, no.
No, I like to go up to bat for the art.
Thank you. And that's why we love you.
I'll go toe-to-toe for an artist, okay?
You stand for the community.
Z-Way needs auto-tune, and let's work together to get what she needs.
Exactly. Everything sounds good, but imagine if a robot was also helping.
That's one of those fire tweets that you send off. You send off a tweet, and what do you have to do? Put it on mute immediately?
No, I don't put it on mute. Well, I don't have notifications on. I think that's unhealthy. So I
sign of a psychopath.
So I dive into it when I dive into it. But it is addictive because you're just like, wow, look at all these people.
Like you say something, like you're in the back of a Lyft, you tweet something, and then it's like being quoted in an article. It's being cited as news.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I do like the fact that I introduced a word to Japan. That was really sick.
Wait, excuse me?
There was this article that was like, Twitter comedian from the United States, Z-Way Fumito, introduces the term Yoko Oning to Japanese Twitter. And I was like, what? I was like, son, I felt like, oh my God, like I'm out in the streets.
Okay, and Yoko Onoing, you use that in reference to?
Meghan Markle was Yoko Oning.
As in breaking up a group of people of a relationship? Define it, actually. I'll let you define
Yoko
it.
Yoko Onoing? Yoko Onoing is you're just bringing yourself to the group and you're shaking things up. And sometimes it's for the better.
She's usually for the better, you might say.
I don't have beef with Yoko Ono. I know that people do, but I think she's kind of interesting. She's cool.
I think she's intriguing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's like, what's the deal?
I don't have one with Yoko.
Yeah, we love Yoko. Yoko Ono.
And at the time of taping of podcasts, yes. One of like the biggest political figures is about to be on the show that you write for.
Oh, AOC. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah, tell us about your day job just before we get into the nitty gritty.
My day job is really cool. I love my bosses are geniuses. And so I write for Deezer Samero, and it's a really exciting job. Yeah. And so it's on Showtime. Mondays and Thursdays at 11 p.m. So check it out.
And as a pop star, so like you go to the room, you're a writer.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, WGA. And then then you leave, you clock out. And then what do? Do you like put on a leotard and like...
I sometimes do.
Like knee-high boots. And...
Yes. But sometimes I like to dress up for work. Like I will bring a look. I bring new looks every day. Because it's like, you don't want to get dusty. Like you want to be keeping it fresh. Like let's everybody, come on.
Do you find that that's the culture?
No, that's the life I live for myself.
Your counterculture.
I don't know.
For the room because of the...
They dress
outfits.
Dope. There's this the costume person, Satra. She is so dope and she dresses them so dope. And Monique, like the people on the wardrobe side are ill. And so they dress really ill.
Okay, so there's a tone set around the...
I think it's a fashionable. Yeah, coworkers are fashionable.
Yeah, your head writer Gondelman. He's a sneakerhead.
Yeah, he's co-EP. He is dope sneakers. He really does. He wore these fresh Jordan 3s, I think, for the premiere, and they were fresh.
And then the last thing on my agenda, just so people can know all about like the many things that you do, and as yes. host of Baited,
yes.
what is to talk about that
the series concept.
Oh
my God. It's just, I just like race bait people. I think honestly, this is just like what I like to talk about race. I think it's so fascinating how like viscerally uncomfortable it makes people and like defensive it makes people. And I think there's so much comedy there. It's like, whoa, like your reaction is really sharp all of a sudden. It's like, you know, it's like there's no way that you can gaslight me out of like this experience that we're both having.
And you're like, are we gonna pretend like that's not happening?
Exactly. So I love that, like living in that
space. I mentioned
space.
Systemic equality and you fully shut down, but I have to be normal.
Exactly, right? So you're like seeing it with your own two eyes. So I love that space because it's like it's like unexplored in comedy to me personally. Like I just think like, yeah, it's just a new frontier for me. Because people, it's so uncomfortable. It makes everyone so uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. And that's why I like to dive into that.
An iconoclast, a pioneer.
I don't know.
But I've never seen it before. And before I met you, I saw your series. I saw the one that you did with Io. Where,
oh my God, Io killed that shit.
Yeah, as your doppelganger. And
yeah, she roasted that audience.
That was so fun.
It was ill, right?
Well, you know, it's a question that I ask all of my guests anyway. It's, what is the music that made you?
What is the music that made me? I have two personalities because I have like Sean Paul and then I have like Britney. I have two different types of pop experiences.
Take us back and to where you found these two people.
Okay,
it's
I think I found Sean Paul in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and then I found Britney in Andover, Massachusetts.
And you have to really use your writer side here and like tell us like what was happening. Like
I think it's
like,
just
what
like,
you like. What did you look like? What was going on? How did you feel on a daily basis? Like what? Like we have to get into the
how
memory
did I feel
of the
on a
music.
Daily basis. I was like a Nigerian kid, and they used to call me like African booty scratcher. I got bullied by like small Dominican children. in Lawrence, Massachusetts. It was like this like impoverished like city. And I was like a nerdy kid. I was in like the blue group, which meant like you were really smart, and we would get bussed over to like a different town to learn, to experience the world. And then I ended up going to that town for high school.
And what's that? What's the town called?
That was Andover.
It's literally called Andover.
Yeah. And
it's
so
like the school.
Yeah. And so, so that experience gave me Sean Paul and gave me Britney Spears.
Okay, so how old are you when you meet Sean Paul?
Sean Paul, probably like 12, 11. When did Temperature come out? Temperature was really influential in my life.
Temperature, that's the album.
No, that's his hit single. I mean, there are lots of songs. I also love Brandy, Brandy as Cinderella. Lovely night.
Okay, calm down. So that's a leap. So we're gonna stay here, Sean Paul. Okay. Let's hit some temperature.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Temperature.
Whoa.
What is this?
Temperature.
We're gonna actually sing these songs.
This is the podcast. What makes you sing, honey?
This is gonna be so hard.
What's like the feel of this song?
No, this is not something we can play on the piano. This is humanly possible. Let's do Brandy. In my own little corner. Temperature is not a song you can sing on the piano.
How does it
this,
go?
It goes like this. Temperature, don't give a damn.
Wait, how does it go? We can do
temperature,
it.
Temperature, don't give it to you.
What's the beat like?
It goes doon, doon, doon. Doon, doon, doon. Doon, doon, doon. Doon, doon, doon. There's a rope, all the love is in the way to go. Yeah, straight down the beat that you give me.
And you are.
It got the right temperature, tension to you from the store. Oh, now.
I know this song. I said no,
everyone
it was
everyone knows this song. Everyone in America knows this
song. I don't know what he's
saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
Bangers. Sean Paul has deep cuts.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Temperature.
I don't. Okay. Hey, I'm staring at the lyrics of it and I don't. Say, I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Oh, Lord.
Turning you on. Oh, Lord. You can be the mom. Oh, oh, Lord. Something.
Okay, it's all coming together now. And just so the audience is with us, I do want to just step you through it. So this song, it's called Temperature by Sean Paul. I do know it. We all know it.
Everyone knows this song.
And the chorus, what is being said is, well, woman, the way the time cold, I want to be keeping you warm. And we know it's Jamaican patois, but that's great.
Yes, shout out to Chet Hayes.
To Chet. Bumba Clot.
Bumba Clot.
Chet Hayes, son of Tom Hanks.
Famously. I went to college with him.
Oh my God.
I'm very Northwestern.
Yes, that's how I've known about Chet for years because of the Northwestern.
I like a black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Oh, is that it? No. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple. You know what it is, white and purple. He sang that at my matriculation.
Oh my gosh. Sean Paul.
So it was just an open secret in Hollywood that Tom Hanks' son was going around.
I think it's funny.
Open secret, yes. Yeah.
I think it's iconic.
Okay, so talk about Brandy and Cinderella.
Oh, yes.
We can make the pivot. I'll go. It's fine.
Did you guys have fun with that? I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm like sweating.
Like leaning in is good.
Lean in, as Sheryl Sandberg once said. Lean in, famously.
Politico.
No, I do love Facebook.com. Just kidding. I love all websites equally.
Brandy Cinderella, my own little
Brandy
corner.
Cinderella, how did I get to this song? I don't know. Like, I got to this song.
I watched it
and I was like, wow, she has braids, and I had braids too. My mother would make me get braids, and I'd be like, I hate this.
You hated braids? Why?
I didn't like the process of sitting down for 8 hours. I liked it once it was on because it was like you're free, but the sitting down for 8 hours is not pleasant.
You weren't like, now I look blacker because I have braids.
No,
and
this
is like codified blackness, and I'm trying to get away from that.
No. Not really. Well, because I was made to get a relaxer, and I did not want to get that.
That's also terrible.
Yeah, I hated that. I wanted to be free. So no, that was not it, really.
Cinderella. So you felt representation?
I felt representation when I saw Cinderella's Moesha sing with Whitney Houston. Oh my God, this is going to be so fun. We should do Impossible as a duet. That's what we really should do. Oh, wait, where are we? When do I start?
Start right now.
Okay.
I'm as
mild and as meek as a mouse. When I hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. My own little corner in my own little chair. I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian prince, it's all a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl gourmet for love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Aww, Brandy.
Did you guys like that? Oh my God, that was so much fun.
Ingenue.
It took me a minute to get what the... I had to remember Ingenue. That song.
No, it has a little intro, it has a little preamble. A lot of people don't really
fuck
with
it. No, that's
really
a hot one. No,
the...
but she gives it a nice little alto. She's alto representation.
Oh, alto. Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, the key that we had was not the key that Brandy. Whoa. Brandy and Brittany, but that's a part of you said Sean Paul and Brittany.
I did say Brittany. I said Brittany, so but I want to do more Brandy.
You
want
to do more Brandy? Okay. Yes. Like what?
What was the one you sang at
You
want
to do the Impossibles?
Show? Oh, impossible. Yes, you have to be Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Impossible for a plain country bumpkin to become a beautiful carriage.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I don't know if I remember it.
Well, we're going to read it right off the page.
I have to move my chair.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. That's father all in Philly D, of course. But the world is full of zingies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules
and just won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible.
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 Impossible. Okay, acapella training.
Shout out. I was the president of my acapella team in high school.
Yes, you were.
Fun fact. You can harmonize.
You can harmonize. Yes,
hell
hit
yeah.
that.
I totally missed my cue by 19 lines.
No. So what happens is that the godmother establishes, then you would actually go back to the beginning and just sing it plain.
Oh,
and
impossible.
And then we would come together.
Oh my gosh.
And then we would do the trade-off at the end.
Okay.
That's structurally what happened to the musical dramatically.
Dramatically.
But we don't have to honor that. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast. And how much time do we have?
Oh my gosh. Between 40 minutes and 40 or 50 minutes.
LOLOL.com.
But you're the little host, so you don't keep your eye on this clock, okay? Don't watch the clock.
Okay.
Like a good prostitute.
I know, I love to produce.
Don't watch the clock.
Oh my God. He just called. Okay, shout out.
Like, I did not call you. I used a simile.
Shout out. We support.
Sex workers. Yes. Yeah, no, you were ashamed to be called one just then. So you are actually anti-sex worker.
I am the bad guy here.
Billie Eilish, bad guy, Riri.
Bad guy. Can we do bad guy? Yeah, let's do bad guy.
Billie Eilish.
Bad guy. I like Billie Eilish.
Okay, here's a song untethered from memory just because we like it.
but you get to just sing songs on this show. This is awesome. Can I come back every week?
Yes, you can. Oh, residency.
Oh my God, I wish. Yeah. So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, cheat always to puff guy. I'm the bad guy, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, make your dinner to dad type. I'm a bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
Billie Eilish, everyone.
Can we do, what else can we do? We just sing the whole time, or are we supposed to talk?
Well, yeah, I think the part of the goal is that, like, we learn something about you and maybe how, like, music works in your life.
I just like singing with Larry. I'm like, Larry, sing with me. I'm bullying Larry into singing with me. Like, Larry, do you want to make an album?
This is, you know, a podcast is like an album.
no, it's not. I'm sorry. Okay, what else about me?
We can just sing. What do you want to do? Yeah.
I love singing.
We love chaos here. It's arcade.
Here's the thing
nice.
About me. I love singing.
Yeah, so what's next?
So much fun. Like, I've always, as a kid, I would like sing out the window and people would be like, shut up. So
I was always singing.
I love singing.
At boarding school.
Yeah, I love singing.
Which I also attended.
Shut up.
Yeah, I would just like sing everywhere. The acoustics were amazing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
my
yeah.
voice was like, I had to shape my voice up. I knew. I was like, I'm not here for trigonometry, bitch. Like, I have to get these chords thick. I had to get this range popping.
Yes.
And we gotta know what a lyric means. So the language skills, that's what I took the most, the language skills.
The language skills?
Yes, yeah. But like, because that's a part of music as well. It's
I think the lyric is language,
how you deploy it.
And how you communicate.
How you
relate to people. Mm-hmm. Totally, like.
No, just using what the material is. And I mean, yeah. And then comedy, you know, it's all music. Crack.
I like how you combine comedy and music. I think it's really brilliant and actually subversive.
You do the same thing. Oh my God, you inspired my first pop song.
I know, but you inspired
your
me.
Your show. So my first year in comedy, 2017, Z-Way invites me into the brand. She invites me to be a guest in the lineup of, onto the lineup of pop show. And she's like, you better be bringing
fire. You came with fire.
I was such a neophyte that I was like, oh my God, I have to write songs for this
show. But you did write songs and they were amazing.
I still perform them. They're the bedrock of my act.
And stop.
So you're a huge inspiration.
Oh my God, stop it.
You were doing the comedy music thing.
Yes, I love doing comedy music. That's enjoyable.
The pioneer, like I said.
You
don't feel like a pioneer?
Would I describe myself as a pioneer? Not necessarily. I haven't played much Oregon Trail recently.
Yeah, I know. It's like immediately one thing's Oregon Trail, but you know, how dare we go into the symbol? That's why the language.
Yeah, I don't
want to
die of like Kalia.
Yeah, Kalia. Yeah, beautiful name for my daughter.
Okay, another song.
Yeah.
Ooh, can we do Britney?
Yeah.
What's my?
You just talk right to James. Okay. James is right there.
Oh my God! I can do any song in the world. That's like a lot of pressure. Shouldn't I do a song I can actually sing?
Well, see, that's why the conversation sort of narrows down the catalog. But Britney Spears is a part of the story.
I'm gagging
well, like
right
if
now.
There's a story, if any of these podcasts have a story, part of the story that you've laid out was that there was like a line between Sean Paul and Britney Spears.
Oh yes, let's do Britney Spears.
But if
can
we're,
we do Slave for You, we'll do Slave for
You. Oh yes. Okay. Oh, which like can you the utter power of Britney that the song is so good that
Slave for You
that we like we've all been singing Slave for You. We've never clocked her for that. That's problematic.
I know it is. It's a lot. I think it was initially written for Janet Jackson. I read that somewhere.
Worse. I think.
I don't know if that's true though. I read that. That's probably untrue.
It definitely has the whisper range of Demi to Joe.
Janet. I think she would body that. And but she bodies a lot of songs.
It's called "Slave for You," just in case.
Oh yeah, I didn't type it. Sorry, I'm actually not helpful.
No, you're nailing this. This is.
Slave for you. Okay. His own people look at me like I'm a little girl. Everything will be okay to step into this world. Possible aren't cool. What the hell? Who cares? Where's the part? How does it start? I'm a little girl. Oh, we're starting here. Okay, to step into my world. Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why they dance and all what I love.
Get again.
Oh. And I may come off shy.
I'm in like talking in line.
When I see this guy, what's practical is logical. What the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm happy when I'm dancing there. I'm a slave for you. I can't deny that. I cannot control it. I'm a slave for you. I won't deny it. I'm not trying to hide it.
Baby, don't you wanna dance up on me?
I just wanna dance next to you. No, it goes another time I play. Oh, baby, don't you wanna dance up on me? Leave behind my net and egg. Oh, no, are you ready?
Slave for you.
I can't deny it. I'm not trying to hide it. Something.
Yeah, get again.
Oh.
Get again.
Was that a banger? That song is good.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a little vamp. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but do that.
Ooh, we got to do Back to Black.
Yeah. Yes. That's good.
This is fun. I'm having the best time.
That's good. That's really dramatic.
I'm enjoying myself. Yeah, wow. I've never had fun doing a podcast before.
This is good.
This is amazing.
I'm about to steal these chords. Yes, you're going to hear these chords in one of my songs. No one's going to know the difference. I was going to be like, this is really sexy and nasty.
What chord is this? What chord is this?
No, don't tell me. Wow, prejudice. Sexism. Okay, James, the loyalty. This is good. What's what we just saw?
I'm being discriminated against.
What we just saw was to stop playing the chord.
Oh, okay.
I'm obsessed.
I heard there was a secret chord.
David said, be the Lord. I love but you. You don't really care for music, do you?
It
goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled kiss, the broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I saw a babe on my toe, and I will always see you through. Why do you? And still these words I do not know. And will I go to a lady show, or will I just see company with Patti LuPone?
I don't know. Hallelujah.
Yes, baby.
Hallelujah.
Okay, what next?
This was fantastic. Can we do Back to Black?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hot one. Woo! I'm having the time of my life. Can I say that?
That's what everyone's supposed to be having. Do people have a time of their lives here? Yes, every single guest.
Oh my God, I bet.
We got a text from one of our guests, and it was like, I got to have an email. Can I read
it? Just did it on him.
That was so fun and thrilling and terrifying, but also a wonderful spiritual release.
Ah!
Thank you again for having me, dear one.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, oh my God, and then you can then
Larry's
you then you read the reviews of the people, the listeners, and they're just like, I'm crying, C-R-I-N-E, like they're crying. It's so good. Yeah. I feel every week my pattern says you're meant to do something that aligns that, like, you know, basically that, like, you know, makes people feel good. And I'm like, okay, so every time I do something to make someone feel good, that is right.
Yeah, yeah. I feel great.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay,
and now
cue
success.
Amy Winehouse to go.
Ooh. No time to regret, kept his dick wet with his same old safe bet. Me and my head high and my tears dry, go on without my guy. You far removed from what all we went through, and I tread a troubled track. My odds are stacked, and I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to black. 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 Do you want to hop in this?
We only said goodbye with words. I've done 100 times. You'd go back to her, and I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I've done 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to. You do that at karaoke.
I do that a lot. No, but I usually do Shallows. Oh my God, Shallows.
There was something, boy. I was like, there's something real karaoke-ish about what you just did.
Sorry.
In the studio.
Karaoke is a competition. And I always win, darling.
I start this one. Yeah, vamp it up. This is James Harvey, everyone. This is James Harvey.
This is awesome.
No, with the piano. Yeah, make an arrangement. Have fun with it. Yeah. I'm gonna look this lyric up.
Damn. Oh wait.
James is taking a moment while I take a moment, and it's really pretty. Just let it feel it. It's right here in front of us.
No, but I can't share. I have to read it.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to feel that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm on the deep end. I'm
shallow. We're far from the shallow now.
That was awesome.
I agree. I agree. Woo! I think this cathartic moment. Everyone's at their open all plan office space. They're on the G train.
Are you feeling it? Shallows 2020.
They're in the airport. They're binging this months later. They're like, oh my god, remember February? Crazy.
Shallows is how I bond with black men.
Okay.
Yes.
More on that.
I do duets, and then it becomes a beautiful love.
Oh, niggas know the Shallows.
They know the Shallows. Everybody knows Shallows.
Yeah.
Shallows are the best.
Shallows is ubiquitous.
I love Shallows. Are you kidding?
There's a great Brazilian version of Shallow that went viral in Brazil, and none of the lyrics have anything to do with it, but they just throw in the word shallow in English.
Really? Iconic. It's really funny. Yeah. Iconic.
It's a just completely different story.
Shout out to Brazil.
But they keep the word.
Keep it.
I mean, because shallow,
I mean that's pretty much the chorus.
Yeah, well, you do
shallow.
Where were you the first time you heard them say shallalalalala?
Where was I the first time I heard them say shallows?
No, say shallalalala.
Shallalalala.
And you were like, oh, so wrong, it's right. Poppy said kiss.
Absolutely no clue. Where was I? I think I just heard a trailer, like maybe at work. Maybe I think I was at work. And you know what? It was a banger. I love that song.
They looked beautiful on the screen and together, and I felt it and I loved it. Yeah. And what else are you going to do, babe? Hit parade.
Oh, we still do music? Okay.
We're bumping with just a few more seconds of music, okay. If you even dare.
Okay. Ooh, okay. What? This is a lot of pressure. Les Mis.
Okay, On my own.
I did this in
Who's
my
side. HPE, how about you say I'm a side, audible side?
Oh my god, yes. On my own, pretending he's beside, like that. All alone.
Are you doing the intro?
I don't know. I can. You can. Please.
Oh, we want intro.
Yeah.
Right, why not?
Give me a second.
When
then.
I lose my way.
My way.
I own your mind. I'm sick.
Sick.
I have azlyrics.com open.
That's the one that gives me the intro.
It's consistent.
I think
the font is fine.
18 years down, I understand
so
that
banging,
like
so banging.
But AZ means A to Z. They have everything A to Z.
A to Z, shout the heck out.
But I think
I'm on A to Z lyrics.
You need to be. And it's as lyrics.
Weird, I'm a Z. I'm not an AZ lyrics. That's so weird. Wow, racism.
I know. I want to do a comedy show of all black female comics called From Iowa to Z Way.
Oh my god, I wish.
From A to Z.
We tried to do that, but then we didn't. It failed.
Who tried?
We at one point we were like, let's do something together, but then it didn't work. I love Aya. I think she's so funny.
A to Z. What are you guys? First generation Nigerians?
Shout out to Nigeria.
Is that a club?
It is.
Oh,
is
wait. We're
club?
getting more. Thank you for having me.
Oh my god.
It was so fun.
This is really fun. I'm. Cut out me talking. Let's just listen to me sing. On my own. Something here inside me.
And now I'm all alone again. Where to turn to go to?
I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes, and he has found me.
In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever.
And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him.
And I know that he is mine. Still I say,
Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere. The streets are full of strangers. I love him.
I was trying to like climb to a harmony or like resolve to a harmony, but you kept following me.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't resolve that. Oh, that resolves it.
What would you like to promote to the people out there? Where can they find you?
Oh,
where
my
can
gosh.
They love you?
Please
where can they be
come
accessible?
To our show. Larry Owens is in this hot show called Pop Show at the Bell House, February 26th, 7:30 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show. It's going to be a hot one. We're dropping an album that day. It's my birthday. Wow.
Auspicious. What a huge occasion.
Oh, my gosh.
And you are at Z-Way?
At Z-Way on Twitter, at Z-Way F on Instagram. Follow.blogspot.net. I need the validation.
We sat down with Z-Way. Such tales did she bring. We hope you didn't forward fast. Subscribe. Don't miss a thing from Larry.
James.
Z-Way.
Emma and the dog. What makes you sing? Yeah.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.